Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, it's time. It's Wednesday. It's 7:35 couples time zones away. It's 9:35 around here.
You know, Jamie, you know, Jim Harbaugh was talking about Ed Warner does it Barney style. That's because the last few years the offensive line was done Wojo style, and it sucked.
Ooh, harsh words, Woj. How about that? Woj, Wojo joins us now. Wednesdays with Wojo. Good morning, Woj. Oh, my God. Are you playing Barney in the background?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on with us. We're live on the radio in Detroit.
Oh, I was catching up on my purple dinosaur stuff since you guys were breaking it down this morning.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, Jim Harbaugh referred to Ed Warner's coaching style as Barney style. Just because I like to make sure all of our listeners are clear, having to translate for Stoney for 4 hours every morning, I said Barney style, and he said, yeah, like Barney the dinosaur. And I have been mocked and really brutally taken down by your colleague, Angelique Shingelis, in the Detroit News. I'm not happy about it.
Because you said Barney Rubble.
I said I was clarifying.
Well, it forced me to go, and could you hear the song in the background there?
Yeah. Barely, but yes. I could, yes.
Yeah, I love you, you love me, great big
yeah, family. Yeah.
Yeah. It forced me to go watch that. Oh, it's very delightful. It really gets you in the mood. I don't know what it gets you in the mood for.
Offensive line play?
Barney style, hello?
Well, you know, Barney style can refer to a lot of different things.
You know
some
what?
Of them happen on, some of them
it.
Happen on a boat, huh?
No. Don't do it right now, but after the show, and I have no idea, go to the Urban Dictionary and type in Barney style.
I know. Which happens to you on an almost daily basis. Go ahead, Heather. Look that up, will you? All right. We are at the LCA. Pistons open up tonight against the Nets. I know you and Bogey are broadcasting here. We'll get your Pistons take later on. But let's start with the only thing people want to hear from you on, and that's the Michigan-Michigan State game. Woj, here's my theory on the game. Everybody knows the whole stat about the team that rushes for more yards. But that's a cliche. It's been well plowed. Is it basically whichever quarterback plays his best game, that team wins on Saturday? Or am I being too simplistic?
Ooh. Well, when Harbaugh got into the Barney talk, I wonder if he was well plowed earlier. No, I'm kidding.
May have been.
Quarterback play, yes, of course. I guess you could say that about almost anything. But you know what else is a very underrated element of this, I think, and especially has worked well for Michigan State of late, is
special teams.
No. Well, oh, you mean like punts and stuff like that?
Yes, no. Fielding punts correctly.
That's a Michigan advantage right now.
Yeah, it is, supposedly, allegedly. I think it's wide receiver play. Big plays by wide receivers, and they do have a great big play wide receiver in Felton Davis because, I'm sorry, I know Michigan State pulls these upsets. I know this is another alleged daunting one, but they're not going to run the hell out of the ball against Michigan's defense this year. They're not. And Michigan's probably not going to run the hell out of the ball against Michigan State's defense. So I'm being simplistic to say Lewerke to Felton Davis and Shea Patterson either on the read option or to Nico Collins is the key to the game. I wish I could say old school, smash mouth, grind it out, but I don't think so. I think someone's going to have to make a big play in the passing game.
I'm going to be even more simplistic. Turnovers. It's going to decide the game. It's going to be a close game, and a turnover to key situations is going to decide this game.
Oh, you mean like last year when Michigan had 5 and Michigan State had 0?
Similar
100%
to that.
Decided the game.
Yeah.
Well, anytime you have a 5-0 turnover discrepancy, that usually is a pretty big tipping point.
Right.
That's
right.
Just me, though.
Oh, yeah. And then the other key factor, as long as we're going, you think it's going to rain.
Ooh.
Now, there is like a 20% chance, but no.
Mark
I think
Antonio's
be,
never lost a game played in the rain, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But don't you think, and I've said this, I do a little program. I think it's on this station, Bogey and Wojo. Yeah, I think it's on later. the station.
Oh, and I thought Bogey was a TV guy.
Oh, yeah, TV hot chat now. You're not allowed to look him in the eye anymore in the office. Unbelievable. You know how those people can get, right, Stoney?
Those people? Mm-hmm.
TV people? Yeah, thank you. But, no, if you stripped away the names on the uniforms and stripped away the helmets and you just lined up these two teams talent-wise and health-wise, you would look at it and say, oh, that team's considerably better in point to Michigan just because they are right now playing better, healthier, all that. And yet, when you add in all the factors, including the D'Antonio factor, I think the little Wolverines are probably pretty darn nervous that, it's not going to happen again, is it? And I don't think this Michigan State team has quite enough pieces to pull those things out or that thing out, because understand, when they've beaten Michigan, there have been a few fluky things, but they've also often ultimately had the tougher team and the better team, mm-hmm. especially early in the D'Antonio era. So that's what's weird, is based on just talent and health, you would think Michigan certainly is a 7-point favorite and should win, but you can't really think that way with D'Antonio.
You surely can't say that Michigan doesn't want it as bad as Michigan State does anymore. I don't believe, especially talking to some of the players over the season.
Oh no, there has definitely been a shift in that. They, of course, say they're sick to death of hearing. They say, "Oh, what do words mean? Who cares?" Well, I don't know. You could always detect a sort of, like last year, they were like I think a 10.5-point favorite, and they didn't have any thought that they might lose that game. I don't think. And now there's took a while, but a very healthy respect, I think, from Michigan towards Michigan State. And maybe that's a little ingredient they've been missing.
You know, I wonder, too, because obviously Harbaugh has been challenged by fans, by critics, by Paul Feinbaum, et cetera. And I wonder if we're all waiting for that D'Antonio little Giants, that D'Antonio, you know, rocket that, I mean, I think his name, whatever. Do you think Harbaugh has something up his sleeve? I mean, with a guy like Shea Patterson, who is able to pull off different things, maybe, just maybe, as we sit there and wait for Michigan State to pull off the trick play, Michigan State to pull off something crazy, that Michigan will be playing the rope-a-dope and they will have something up their sleeves? Because usually it's, we're Michigan, we're better than Michigan State, we don't need to resort to trick plays. And I wonder, maybe that'll be the sneak attack.
Well, my sources have told me that D'Antonio plans to name every single play in the game on Saturday. Like, everyone will have a special name.
But, really?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Rocket.
You know what the most vile play was? The one that's going to catch him the most off guard?
What?
It's a really loud, obnoxious play that's going to turn a lot of people off. Some people will love it, but a lot of people will really, really hate it and claim they can't even watch it.
What? The Barney play?
The little tanker.
Oh, the little tanker play, yeah.
Yeah. He's working on that for the third quarter.
You just go in and take a 3-yard loss to rope-a-dope him. But I do think, the whole narrative has gotten a little bit skewed. Oh, Michigan's holding back all year long, really? Well, no, not holding back, but they have been adding layers of what Shea Patterson can do and doing it more often as, you know, we pleaded for them to do, get him outside the pocket, get him on the run, and he certainly did last week against Wisconsin. If that counts,
should they have saved that for this week?
No, see, Stoney, stop it. Stop with the saving stuff. No,
okay.
Wisconsin was a very formidable foe, as you could tell.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. But, I think they have saved stuff and other stuff. But the biggest thing, and not saved, but that's evolving, A, the offensive line getting better, and B, Patterson, really, he's really settled into that, is that teammates just love him, and the thing with the legs. I mean, how has Michigan lost big games over the years with a guy like Patterson or a guy like Lewerke or a guy like JT Barrett or somebody or a guy like Wimbush? Somebody creating something out of nothing. In a tight game, there are so many plays that appear to be nothing that you have to have a quarterback that can create something. And, you know, theoretically, they have one now in Shea Patterson.
Last thing for me, is there any chance Rashawn Gary pulls a Nick Bosa?
I wouldn't say no chance. I mean, certainly people are trying to put two and two together and think that. A shoulder injury, the AC sprain or whatever, can be very, very tricky, especially for like a defensive lineman. So I wouldn't say that yet, but if it gets to the point where you don't know if he's going to play until like one or two or three games left, I mean, Bosa, I don't think, would be doing this if he didn't just have core muscle surgery a month ago, you know?
Right.
That's what added to it. He didn't just pull the chute and say, all right, I've had enough. I mean, it was going to be a while before he was healthy. So I wouldn't rule it out with Gary, but I don't think that's in the cards at the moment.
All right, Woj, we got to roll. Thanks for the time. Look at here. We ended up talking Michigan, Michigan State the whole time. I'm sure you'll be talking plenty of Pistons tonight, so we'll get your take with Bogey coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. And we will talk to you next Wednesday.
Yes.
And it is a big game tonight. Big game!
Oh, big game. There it is. Yeah. Big game, Bob. Thank you, sir. Wojo, Wednesdays with Woo-hoo! Woj on 97.1 The Ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.